Check one, check two.
Let's see if this works.
Check, check, check. Check, check, check. There we go. I gotta get a new wire. I know, Sidekick Bear. I will get a new wire. You don't have to be so bossy. Maybe if you would worry about yourself a little bit, you wouldn't be sitting on my stool, Sidekick Bear. Ed McBear. Haha.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away.
Good morning, everybody. I didn't schedule this live stream, so I don't know if there's going to be anybody in the chat or not. But that's okay. Let me see if this is public. Oh, yeah, there's people here. Wow, that's cool. Check, 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 check. Check, 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 check. Let's talk about the fires. Let's talk about Florida. Let's talk about Leonardo DiCaprio's horrifying life. Let's talk about my son's incredible musical ability. There's a reason I just played the You Are My Sunshine. Hang on, come on. Come on, wire. It's hilarious. I feel like I have an old car that I'm just, like, kicking. Check, check, check. Come on, wire. You got this, wire. And no, I didn't abuse my wire, by the way. There was like one dude that was like, hey, man, it's a piece of copper. It gives you what you give it. It just sits here. And I don't know where to get it, a wire like this. It has like this little hole in the end where you put your headphones. I was working this morning. I did an interview with some dude. It's all right. I don't really need the wire. Hi, everybody. Hello, Sidekick Bear. I should do a Beers with Bears and just talk about Sidekick Bear's backstory. Because you guys came up with some hysterical ones. I was laughing out loud in the comment section of yesterday's live stream about Sidekick Bear. Ed McBear, Bear Bear. He's just so many. I love when you can get a theme and just roll with it. Oh, and people ask me what kind of guns I got yesterday. I got two AR-15s and 1,000 rounds. But the AR-15s are not the coolest part. It was the type of scope I got. There's this new, I think it's called like EOTech or something, where it goes on top. And you know how there's a laser scope thing sometimes where like in movies you'll see like a red dot and someone's like, oh no. Well, now there's this scope where it's kind of like bigger and square. And it shows you with a dot in there. So you don't even have to like you can just see a red dot and I have another scope behind it that magnifies it. So it shows exactly where the bullet will go. It's pretty sick. I dig it. It makes it pretty easy to use. So that's why I got two, one for me and one for Amy. But bullets, rounds are very important. Because if you have it's like having a Lamborghini with no gasoline. You just need a ton of gas. Like, let's say you can't refine gasoline anymore for whatever reason. And don't kid yourself. Things are going really badly in our country. Like, the fact that corruption is now becoming so mainstream, like these vote recounts in Florida and Arizona and Georgia. When you don't trust law and order and you don't trust the government or you don't trust people to follow the rules, that's when lawlessness happens. So we're getting closer and closer where the reason America is so prosperous is because the risk of being corrupt doesn't outweigh the benefit, but now it's starting to. And it's happening in California with sanctuary cities and stuff like that. These are lawless. This is like laws are made and then they don't follow the laws and nothing happens. That was the biggest problem with the Treaty of Versailles. It wasn't that it was strict. It was that it was strict and not enforced. You, if it's punitive, it has to be enacted or else it's the worst of both worlds. So definitely stock up. Yeah, it's a 5.56. Yeah. All right. You need trust in societies and this whole diversity is our strength is really backfiring to the point where racist people actually are starting to have a point, which sucks. I never wanted that to happen, but the demographics literally vote the way the demographics vote. And I was kind of sad to see that, to be honest with you, that black neighborhoods all went Democrat. First generation Hispanics all went Democrat pretty much. And white males and white female, white males almost were the majority of Republicans. White females, more than half voted Republican. It literally is what these people are saying that sound a little nefarious, because I don't like living in a world that looks at race like that. But it's also just becoming just mind-blowingly true. And demographics are changing the way people vote. And this whole, like, and watching these Florida, Broward County is so corrupt. It's mind-blowing. It's run by a Democratic operative who's already been caught being fraudulent with votes. And not only did she not go to jail, she still has the job. It's where the pipe bomber person came out of. It's where Parkland shooting was. It's where that awful Sheriff Israel whatever came out of. Some 9/11 terrorists came out of there. And now more voter fraud. It's all the same county. And what they're doing is completely illegal. And the smokescreen they're using is saying, well, the Republicans don't want us to count the vote because of the race of the people. It's such bullshit. Because they know that statistically, black and Hispanic people seem to just vote against their own interests. I don't know why, but it's true. And I it sucks because I hate that. I hate that, like, race becomes a factor like that. But It's pretty sick. We're going to lose the whole thing. We're going to lose all the trust that we have as a society, and it'll fall apart if we don't just call a spade a spade. It's pretty gross. All right, let's go through some stuff. Okay, so I posted this yesterday. This is Dr. Jordan Peterson being very sane. And people were like, of course, his bots. For those of you that don't know me, the way for me to focus on something is to just keep attacking me. It makes me burn away the dead wood, and I'll never stop. So all of Peterson's bots were like, his daughter did that to his face because he's a good dad, and how dare you, Owen? You were just dressed up as a Liberace. Okay, I was on stage. I'm a comedian. He's a psychologist and a political activist and a grown man and not a comedian. And doesn't his daughter have a mom? And by the way, he's a grown up here. That isn't like her being a little kid. That's her as an adult. And that's his backstory. But I'm like, that's weird, right? And they're like, but you become, this one guy said, I've become everything I hate. And I was like, okay, let's do a deep dive. Because obviously that isn't true. So now I'll explain away this one. This is Dr. Jordan Peterson dressed as Satan. Or a plague doctor in his own home standing next to a painting of Stalin. And people are like, well, that was obviously Halloween. No, it wasn't. He posted it in July. So now we have Tranny Satan here. And he isn't a performer. He's a college professor and a political activist. And they're like, well, you always know someone's argument is nonsense when they only focus on you. When they're like, well, you're straw man and you're crazy. You're jealous. I'm clearly not jealous. I'm disgusted by this guy. I'm disgusted that young men follow him and think that he's not a psychopath. I was one of his biggest supporters as he was climbing. Why would I possibly be jealous? There's no evidence of jealousy whatsoever. The only evidence is that he has mental problems, like serious, dark mental problems. Look at what he's dressed as. And I'm not one of these, I have people that think that every symbol is something. He's standing, that way of standing is an Illuminati thing, but that doesn't mean anything. I've stood like that before, and I'm not, clearly not in the Illuminati, but he is dressed as a Satan plague doctor, and he's standing next to giant Stalin art. Now, any one of these things can be explained away. You know, maybe one time he did do makeup with his grown daughter that has a mother. Maybe he does happen to like Soviet art. Maybe he does sometimes like to dress as Satan and take weird pictures in July. But you put it all together, and then with the fact that it's $300 for young men to shake his hand, and he contradicts himself constantly, he promotes occult symbolism disguised as Christianity in his lectures, And when Judge Kavanaugh was being railroaded, he suggested that he step down. And then he did a Democrat commercial in which his bot morons were like, oh no, he was saying what the Democrats should say. Nope. It was the day before elections, trying to humanize Democrats. Stay in Canada, Peterson. Stay in Canada. Guy's a psycho. Oh, and in GQ recently, they said, well, you stood next to a Keck flag or whatever. How do you feel about that? And he said, he paused for a long time and he said, I won't denounce my previous self. I won't denounce my previous self. Ha! So he's admitting that he's not the same guy that you were supporting before. That he used a movement and a group of people that needed a leader to get where he's at, and then he cut you all, and now he thinks it's honorable to not put down who he was. That means he's completely changed. So enjoy your little idol, but it's really bad for your mind. It's really bad for your mind to look up to a guy like that. He will lead you astray. And the Eye of Horus and all that stuff, now that I'm looking into what occult stuff is, I'm 38. I had no idea what any of this shit was. What he's promoting is insane. And I wanted to be into it because he was like talking about biblical passages and you know, he actually helped me get back into Christianity in a lot of ways. But that being said, he says it's all a metaphor and then shifts it into occult messaging. And he says stuff that's right out of Aleister Crowley and all these guys. And this whole like Eye of Horus, and this is all Satanist bullshit. It's all psychotic. And to see his malleability and his like lizard-like behavior. And I know some shit about him that I'm not going to say on live streams because people have told me information and I don't want to blow up their spot. But the dude's a fucking asshole. Fuck him. All right, moving on. We're going to get optimistic here. Alyssa Milano, thank God. I mean, everyone was so worried about this girl. So Alyssa Milano says, if anyone can get five horses out of the fire, please help me. Well, how funny would it be if like all the men that she just keeps talking shit about are the only people that could actually do it? And they're all like, nah, fuck you and your horses, Alyssa Milano. And then she did an update to make sure that we're all... You know, she said, I just had to evacuate my home from the fires. I took my kids, dogs, computer, and my Doc Martens. Husband is in New York. Horses are being evacuated. What a stupid psycho. Okay, here's a picture from a Malibu burning down. So that's kind of what sums up Los Angeles. It's a beautiful pile of shit. It's like hell with like sparkles. And I don't feel any compassion for this at all, because they do it to themselves, and enough people are quiet about the problems with infrastructure and their sanctuary bullshit. Like the last wildfire that was started was by an illegal migrant. That's why the news stopped reporting on it. And so the fact that they won't address their problems is why this is happening. And you can see that this is like a biblical event at this point. And people are like, oh, my heart goes out. My heart goes out to nothing with this shit. That's the worst thing you can do. If you're an actually compassionate person, you do not give compassion when people don't deserve compassion. You gotta, like, people need to get their heads out of their asses and stop destroying their area. Like, if more people in California spoke out against their horrific government and how fucked up they are, this type of shit wouldn't happen. They manage their forests horribly. The environmentalists, quote unquote, never do controlled burns. You know, when you have a forest, a dry area like what there is there, you have to have fires sometimes. And so what they do is they say, you know, I know you're related to Smokey the Bear, Sidekick Bear, and I know that like what I'm about to say is going to bother you, but you can shut your mouth. You can shut your mouth, Sidekick Bear. When Smokey the Bear says only you can stop forest fires and all this shit. So they don't release any of the dry shit. They either have to get rid of the underbrush that's all dry or expect another catastrophe. And that's what they do. And they're going to want money from the federal government. They don't follow any federal laws. They have sanctuary cities, which is nuts. And they're just going to keep tanking the country. California is dead weight. It has the highest, it makes the most money of any state, and it spends way, way, way more than it makes, to the point where I'm a little pissed off today. I'm not going to lie, but I'm going to show you some nice stuff too. Oh, this is funny. Queers for Palestine. That's like pigs for slaughter. And Imam Tahidi says, I dare you to visit Palestine and tell Hamas that you actually made the sign and held it up high. I won't ask you to inform me of the reaction because you wouldn't exist. Stop the hypocrisy. Well, I mean, this guy sounds pretty cool, but he's still part of the ideology that does that. So he's part of this Imam, whatever his name is. I don't see any way of reforming Islam, to be honest with you. It's got so many fundamental problems that, like, you can't be like, you know, we're going to do a green version of Satanism. It's like, okay, good luck with that. Yeah, I am being judgmental, Sidekick Bear. Maybe you should have judged your surroundings a little more before someone put a bullet in your dick. Republican, Democrat, I thought this was pretty funny. The I voted sticker and the Democrat. Like, they're literally, like, corrupt. They're so corrupt and they don't follow any laws. And the Republicans are not doing anything. They're just not. It's like, make them follow the fucking laws or else it's on you. Like, my job is to be funny and to do social commentary. The Republicans' job is to make the Democrats follow the law. This is bullshit. Yeah, you have, like, these people just tweeting sarcastically, like, oh, I wonder why this is happening in Broward County. It's like, then fucking do something about it. That's your job, asshole. Republicans are too nice. No, the word is corrupt. And listen, I want Republicans to win all the elections because they're better than Democrats, but they're pussies. They don't actually do anything. It's kind of like Ben Shapiro is fighting crime every day with sarcastic remarks. Like, really? Really, New York Times? And you wonder why people don't read you. People do read them. It's like, actually do something. That's the thing. It's like some of these, I don't even really listen to Shapiro as much anymore because it's the same show over and over again. Like, sometimes he's informative and he's 5'7", which obviously I have a problem with. I'm a height supremacist, height power. But it's the same fucking show every day. It's like he won't address any of the issues, like the demographic problems. It's a tough pill to swallow, but it's a fact. If you look at Texas, all the border counties are all blue, and then the cities. It's like if you get illegal migrants to come here and you know for a fact that 90% are going to vote Democrat and you play this bullshit game of, like, you're racist if you don't let our voters in. It's such bullshit. And it makes it so people that don't want to have to ever talk about race because it's so toxic and gross and un-American, frankly, to look at people like that. But if that's the game that they're playing and you can't stop it with border security at all, things are going to escalate. And I was doing shit about Broward County when the fucking pipe bomb thing happened and people called me a conspiracy theorist. And now this is happening. You know the statistical probability that all of these things are happening in the same county? It's a conspiracy. It's a fact. And if you don't face those realities, just like these Jordan Peterson fans that don't understand that he's tranny Satan, it doesn't help your kids. I'm already dead, man. We're already dead. Like, I'm 38. You know, it's the same as 50. It's the same as 70. It's the same. It's like, where I'm on the way out. And it's like, I'm going to fight and claw and do everything I can to leave my kids something cool, you know? So it's like, what the fuck? Why won't other people do that? Why is everyone such precious little boys? It's like, well, I don't want to have to face any of these issues because I just like to sit on my rocking chair and feel really good. You're dead. You're already dying. The fuck? I'm fired up today. I think I get extra fired up because I'm sitting next to a dead grizzly bear. I think it's a big motivator. It might change the whole tone of this show. It might make me really aggressive. I'm losing faith in humanity these days, says Water Bear. Don't. I'll show you faith right now in humanity. You want to see some faith? Watch this. This is my son yesterday. He's 2 years old. He's only 2 years old. Watch this. This is faith in humanity.
That was really good, buddy. Play us his song. Play us You Are My Sunshine. That was the beginning. That was literally the beginning.
He's singing it. was the first time he'd ever did that. I just happened to get it on tape. Isn't that amazing? How can you possibly lose faith in humanity when that exists? He's two. He's saying, "You are my sunshine." And then here's my wife and Walter. Watch this. Hang on. Where is he? Because, listen, I've rubbed off on Amy. I've made her a little more musical than she once was, but she's a talented woman. Twinkle, twinkle. It's great, Granny. Gigi. Twinkle star. You see that on the wall up there? That's Carmen. That's the first opera I was in when I was nine. And we still have the poster. This is what humanity is. You're off the computer. You're off Facebook. Facebook has a feedback loop that makes you depressed and divided. The engineers have admitted to it, and they're like, "Yeah, we're real guilty about it, but we still did it." Facebook literally creates a feedback loop in your mind that makes you seek approval and division from your friends and family. It's causing just such horrible problems in the world. So just get off it. I'm on it because of you know, my job and what I do, and I'm passionate about stuff, not Facebook, but like YouTube. I think long form stuff like this is actually good. But you just sit around a piano like a family and you just play. And that's why I have faith. That's why I fight. That's why I'm not giving up on humanity, because humanity is awesome. We just have some serious dragons to slay. No, you're not a dragon, Sidekick Bear. When someone slayed you, it was because you were getting into their honeypots. Okay, so here is just a little bit of fatherhood. You know, we just run around in circles in our house, like me and Walter, a ton. This is just a little taste of how fun being a dad can be. This is just me giving them a little scare.
Ha! I'm gonna get you. I'm coming to get you.
All right, so that's just what we do. It's like, it's a safe environment. Now, what is not a safe environment is Hollywood. You guys want to see a little something that's a little crazy? Are you guys here? Oh, we got 1,000 people in here. Nice. Nice. You guys having fun? That's our purpose right there. It literally is. That's our purpose. Never had Facebook. Sidekick Bear is a goddamn commie. Well, it's been alleged that he was a commie. Well, he would attend meetings. Ed McBear. Only 1,000. Yeah, but this is unplanned, and this is on my burner account. This isn't my normal account. I have to live stream only here at Owen Benjamin Live, not Owen Benjamin Comedy, because YouTube wouldn't let me stream anymore. So I like having it smaller. I like 1,000 people because you guys can have a better vibe chatting, and it's less. And since this isn't monetized, if you want to super chat me, go to paypal.me/feedthebear. Because this isn't monetized, I don't get the same amount of swarms of bots and stuff. So I think you guys have a better time typically, because chats can sometimes become real toxic and weird if you get some of these. These dark forces come in and just start talking all this shit. It makes everybody else start reacting, and it can change the vibe of the whole thing. So I like what we have. Very happy with it. But I wanted to talk about Leonardo DiCaprio and what he faced as a kid. I got some video here because a lot of people don't understand just how bad these actors had it. They get raped and abused. A lot of them come from single moms with no dads to protect them. The biggest stars in the world have this background, and some of you won't accept it, just like the Peterson thing or just like anything, but that's okay. You guys are dead weight anyway, and I won't give you any of my bullets. I want to show you guys this awesome these guns. I'm just gonna get a whole, whoa, what's that? It's a giant, is that a bee? Are you drawing bees? Are you a honey bear? Whoa. I'm going to get an arsenal, just this whole legendary arsenal of guns. I'm stocking up. All right, so this is some footage from back in the day of Leonardo DiCaprio. Here we go. Let's analyze this.
I'll tell you that much, but you know, I had some teen falling.
Who do I look like?
Little Ricky Schroeder, I think.
Oh, yeah, Ricky Schroeder.
Through this one. Yeah. Then we can.
Young River Phoenix.
Stardom started early for Leonardo. By the time he was hired at 16 to star with TV's biggest teen star, Kirk Cameron, on the hit show Growing Pains in 1991, he'd already been acting for more than 10 years. He starred in commercials and the kids' show Romper Room before landing on the sitcom. And he was an on-the-set cut-up from the start.
I know we can show him. What? Our little drawings.
All right, look at how touchy and weird he is with this dude. Watch this.
Show us the little drawings.
Oh, the you little see him? We draw drawings of each other. Brian is the famous artist, and we always make fun of each other and portray each other in silly, satirical ways.
Leo's job on this set, for some reason, is to make fun of me all day long.
Okay, so here we have Robert De Niro, right there. See Robert?
From the beginning, Leonardo Wilhelm DiCaprio was destined to be a spirited boy. He received his first name after swiftly kicking his mother from her...
Okay, do you guys do know that De Niro was just linked to a child sex ring in France? Anyway, so who is that guy that DiCaprio was just with? I'll tell you who he was. Let's get to know Brian Peck. So, you might think, yeah, sometimes you can, people are affectionate or whatever. No. Who's Brian Peck? Disney hired convicted child molester to work on 2006 kids show. This is Brian Peck. Okay, let's... Peck was originally charged with 11 counts, including lewd act upon a child, sodomy of a person under 16, attempted sodomy of a person under 16, sexual penetration by a foreign object, 4 counts of oral copulation of a person under 16, oral copulation with anesthesia or controlled substance, sending harmful matter and using a minor for sex acts. He pled guilty in no contest to a lewd act against a child and oral copulation. Court found him guilty of both. The remaining counts were dismissed. So Disney then hired him even after this. So this is happening right here. This is Brian Peck right there. That guy is a vicious and vile serial offender of having sex with children. So I want, does that change how you feel about this little interaction?
We draw drawings of each other. Brian is the famous artist, and we always make fun of each other and portray each other in silly, satirical ways.
Leo's job on this set, for some reason, is to make fun of me all day long.
Okay,
you
so
sick fuck.
Her womb, as she admired a Leonardo...
And so he doesn't have a father. He just has a sick mother who just fed him to the wolves.
Da Vinci painting. Born in Los Angeles on November 11, 1974, Leonardo was the only child of George and Ermelinda DiCaprio, who divorced when he was just a year old.
Leo, like, says he was raised in Compton. He likes to make us think that he's straight out of Compton.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. pale as a dead fish belly and blonde hair.
That guy sodomizes children.
Hair is straight out of Compton.
He didn't grow up in Compton, but he did grow up in Hollywood. And he admits he wasn't much of a student, preferring...
Do you see how set, like, how he's acting? He's acting like, you'll see.
To entertain his classmates rather than do his homework.
Look at him.
I was sort of a class clown. And my publicist is looking at me.
His publicist he's referring to right now is a convicted sexual predator of children. And his manager. All pedophiles, all convicted, all, and they still work.
Put that, sarcastic jerk. It sounds well.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
I was gonna say. Right now,
sarcastic jerk. Is it right? Write it now. There it goes. See, you like it?
Leo, as you know, is the latest, hottest, hunkiest teen idol there is.
Yeah, muscles.
Look, speaking of hunky, huh?
Leo, what's it like to be a teen idol?
Ask Kirk Cameron. I don't. Well, I see my.
All right, I can't watch any more of that shit. It's just so disturbing. So Kirk Cameron becomes a born again Christian and gets out of it, but DiCaprio doesn't. So what is DiCaprio now? He's unable to have a family. Can't get married. Can't have children. He's a mouthpiece of globalist desires. That's why you don't hear about Kirk Cameron, because he got out. DiCaprio stands up there, even though he owns a yacht and a private jet and five mansions, and says that we're the problem because of our carbon footprint and that we should submit and give in to the globalist agenda. Why? Because he's owned. He's owned. They raped him into submission, and now he's a mouthpiece for whatever they want him to be. And it's really, really sad, but now there's no way out for him. He can't have a family. Think about all that money, all that fame, all of it. None of it matters. He had no childhood. He was raped constantly by these people with no one to protect him. That's why family's the most important thing. That's why they want single moms. These people are predators, financially, sexually, spiritually, everything. They want to take your shit. They want to fuck your kids. They want to take your money, take your freedom, and they want you to sit there with shame because you're white, you're cis, you're whatever it is, you're male, you have national pride, you believe in freedom, you like your guns. They're going to use that to fuck your kids because it's worse than you even want to believe. And a lot of you won't accept it, and that's fine. You're dead weight. It's fine. I know that's going to be out there. But that Brian Peck guy was convicted of sodomizing children, and Nickelodeon still hired him after. Why do you think we reacted so viciously to James Gunn? James Gunn is a pedophile. He's a pedophile. And the fact that ABC fired him because of the backlash, and people were like, oh, Big Bear, how you're such a hypocrite. No, fuck these people. They serve these kids up to these monsters. You don't get to those positions in Hollywood unless you're part of the open secret, because they need to have dirt on you. They need to trust you with their plans. And you can think it sounds paranoid. I just showed you a video where a kid was being treated like a sex object as a child on set by a man who has control. That man was convicted of raping a child and they rehired him. You just watched it. So you can sit there and think like, oh, you're exaggerating. You've gone crazy, Big. No, I haven't. You're crazy to me because you don't protect your own kids. You don't protect the future of your country. You don't protect the future of anything. That's crazy. And Sidekick Bear here will back me up any day of the week. I mean, he's a full-blown racist. He doesn't think we should allow anybody except for white males that own property to vote. That's what he says all the time. But I can't go down that road. That's Sidekick Bear. How come I can't say Disney? Disney's crazy. Disney has a history of this shit that's grotesque. I mean, it's nuts. It's nutty. Oh, yeah, that video is proof. Place a woman in Leo's spot, and anyone would think Brian and her were having sex. Well, they were having sex. And then his publisher. Let's find out more about... All right. DiCaprio, childhood manager. Let's find out a little more. All right. Oh, God, this is so dark. I'm gonna have to dig. Child abuse case in Hollywood. All right. Bob Villard, popular head chef photographer and manager who represented Leonardo DiCaprio and other actors, was charged with the transportation of child pornography. Villard was once again accused of child pornography in 2001 after searches of his home uncovered thousands of photographs of boys in skimpy bathing suits posed in sexually positions. Villard touted his work with aspiring young actors, managed Tobey Maguire, Leonardo DiCaprio, Danny Nucci. Villard boasted on a company website that as a manager, he had guided the careers of dozens of successful films and television actors. Victor Selva, convicted of molesting the 12-year-old boy starring in his debut feature film, Clown House. And then later, he was allowed to direct Jeepers Creepers. Of course, you have Bryan Singer. You have all... It's nuts. It's just nuts. Nickelodeon Productions assistant Jason Michael Handy was sentenced to 2 felony counts of lewd acts on a child, one for distributing sexually explicit material by email. Dude, I wanted to see some crazy shit. Go into the story of Eyes Wide Shut, of Kubrick, and what that whole thing is wild. The 24 minutes that are missing. I'm going to do a whole episode just on that movie and what that movie, what he was trying to say. The day after he showed it to Warner Brothers, he died mysteriously of a heart attack. It's so nuts. Like, if you take a deep dive into Eyes Wide Shut, and it's the perfect title. I never used to understand it. It's like Eyes Wide Shut is like your eyes are physically open, but you're incapable of seeing what's going on. And I don't want to sound like one of those like crazy homeless guys. It's like, man, you don't even know what's going down, man. Like, you don't even. But it's like, it's true. It's fucking true. It's like these people run the world, man. They run the world, man. All right, let's read some paypal.me/feedthebear. You want to feed that bear? Because now we got two, and he's pregnant. He's trans. So, or hugepianist.com for tour dates. All right, but don't feel pressured to. If you don't ever feel pressured to give me money ever. I think that's so weird when it's like I need you to. No, I don't. I'm fine. I'm just gonna buy more guns anyway. I still have to get a truck though. All right, what do we got here? Let's read some PayPals. We got to do a whole episode just on Sidekick Bear. All right, Charles. Wow, thank you, buddy. That was nice. No need to read on stream. Well, anyway. I was watching your latest stream this morning, and I also just got a bonus and would like to offer up some more ammo money. Much love to you, Amy, Walter, Charlie, and Sidekick Bear. That was awesome. Great name, by the way, Charles. Charles. Big Bear, you may want to rethink the golden rule. Yeah, I got a bunch of messages on this. Matthew, Jesus summed up the message of the entire faith in this statement. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to... See, this is why I always have a hard time reading the Bible, is all the ye's and shit. I don't understand. It's why I'm not good at Shakespeare either, like all the ye's and stuff. It's like, ye. All right. Let me just read your interpretation. All right. It is an affirmative law. It is about doing action. The negative law exists within it too. Don't do to others what you wouldn't have them do unto you, but I don't think it would be wise to dismiss the implications of the way in which Christ himself said it. Much love, brother. Just thought I would chime in on the matter. Thanks for your work. I think that it's assumed that you're a good dude though, if you're going to do the affirmative version, because if not, I got to really think about that. Because if you're like a good person, it's like, listen, I want jelly from my neighbor, so I'm going to bring my neighbor jelly. That's awesome. But if you're like into sodomy and rape, you don't want to do unto others what you want done to you. So I think there's an assumed membership of a community for that statement. I don't think that it's a universal rule, because if you apply that to Islam, for example, it wouldn't work. Sorry, it just wouldn't. And I know this is going to piss off some Christians who are like, don't question that. It's like, no, I will though, because if you say do unto others what you would want done unto you, I don't see how that works if you have a muzzy neighbor that wants to chop the clit off your daughter. I think that people's desires shouldn't be inflicted on other people. I think that that works in a Christian community. But one thing about Christianity that makes it superior to Islam is it doesn't require everyone to be Christian. Islam does. It's about submission. If you're not Christian, they'll fucking kill you. Or if you're not Muslim, they'll kill you, or they'll give you a ridiculous tax and they won't give you the same rights. It's bullshit. Christianity accepts non-Christians. It doesn't set up a caliphate with different rules. And so that's one thing I really love about Christianity, is how well it works with Western governments. I don't see how, I don't know. It just doesn't work when you're applying it with muzzies. I'm sure a bunch of you guys have comments, but just please know that if you just start a comment with like, Big Bear, I hate to see you be a fucking idiot, I won't even read the rest of it. It's so stupid, and you're such a coward. For not, like, I put myself out there every day. I do. Like, one guy recently wrote to me. He's like, yeah, can you be a little more focused so that I can send your videos to other people? Sometimes you're real rambly and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I do 2 hours every day. If I wasn't rambly, know for a fact that I'm reading a script. This is how I work through thoughts. Every day I don't have a script. I have like 8 words written down just so I can remember shit, and a few pictures and some videos, and I just roll with it. And I trust my instincts, and I don't hold anything back, and I just say whatever's on my mind. And so when you write to me shit like that I'm an idiot or that I whatever, it's like I won't read the rest of your thing. I think that you're a coward and you're just talking shit. I'm going to be in a bad mood today after watching that DiCaprio shit. I can't believe people let that happen. No one says anything or does anything. It's why the place is burning down. All right, it's from Andrew. Thank you for the entertainment, Big Bear. Also, your breakdown of how JP is a sellout really helped me, really helped my fiance deal with it. He was a true hero of hers. She said it felt like she was punched in the face when she saw the Democrat video. Thanks for helping her through it with humor. Anytime. It's awesome that she could actually face it. A lot of these cowards will never face it, and they'll just attack me and say that I'm some sort of horrible person. And that does hurt. I mean, listen, I'm a pretty strong dude, but like, I don't like reading comments of all these people being like, I've been a fan of yours for years, and now I think you're a total stupid piece of shit. Yeah, I know, Sellout Bear. I know. They'll all die one day. But not yet. Not soon enough. You know what I mean, Sellout Bear? His new name, Sellout Bear. Because that's why he died. Because he was about to sell out. He had just been cast on a Nickelodeon show. It was called Boo Boo Bear. And he was getting paid $50,000 a week, but he had to just not say anything about one of the directors and his predication for children. And this Sellout Bear over here kept a secret. And so I blew his fucking brains out and put him on my stool. Hey, Owen, do you think that folks like Zac Brown are truly bad, or is it possible that they have been fooled and have good intentions? Most celebrities are obvious to the real world, and in theory, their policies sound nice, kind of like naive college students. Try to look at the good in other in people until proven otherwise. Also suggest to get a Gab, BitChute as a backup. Yeah, all these videos are on BitChute. I back up all that shit. I don't know why you think Zac Brown is bad. I've never looked into his politics or anything. I adore his music. I mean, the song, the My Old Man song is unbelievable. But I think a lot of these people enter a world that they can't, that they don't understand how much they're selling or how much they're giving up as they slowly inch towards just being these statist mouthpieces of evil. And that's real. There is good and evil in this world. And if you don't think so, just look up an open secret. Just look up the sexual predation against children in Hollywood and you'll see it. You'll see the face of the devil right there. It's way easier to see the devil than God, in my opinion. I think that because of the elusive nature of God, because of free will, I don't think God is right there in your face very often because he's not about force. It's about free will. Satan is about fucking your kids. Just straight up. And you'll just see it. You'll just see it right there. You'll see the lies. You'll see the fucking predation. And there's nothing you can do about it except for just living your life and speaking the truth. Hey, baby, thanks for being awesome. Luke, a.k.a. Yogurt Bear. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man. Cody. Hey, Owen, meant to share some of the B-Day shekels on the 8th, but I figured you're better late than never. By the way, if you or any of the Bears are interested in training, lifting, sprinting, check out my content at athlete.x on Instagram. Can I be officially verified as Cougar Bear? Welcome, Cougar Bear. Cougar is my middle name. Talk soon, Cody Bidlow. You're the man, Cody. I'll follow you on there. Just hit me a DM or something on Instagram so I can follow you. Hey, Big Bear, with all the devil talk lately, here's $6.66. You've completely changed my opinion on JP and Rogan. Rogan especially seems terrified to defend free speech and speak the truth lately. I find myself turning off Rogan and listening to you. You're way more intelligent and interesting. By the way, I don't screen these. I'm just reading these as they come in. So don't think that I'm just like, I got to read this one because he makes me sound cool. Also, could you please take a look at the lyrics in the song Hollywood by System of a Down. Your insights on Hollywood gave me a new appreciation for that song. Keep up the good work. Yes, and thank you. And I completely agree. And that, not that I'm interesting, but just people that, I don't listen to Rogan anymore. It's just too disappointing. It's like a former athlete that just became a fat, lazy asshole. And you just look at him and you're like, you were such a gazelle at one point. Why did you just eat all those donuts? For no reason. You had no reason to do that. It's just so stupid. All right, what do we got here? Oh, thank you, Lisa. We got here. Thank you for speaking truth and helping us understand things. Oh, no problem. Yeah. All right, I'm going to see what's going on in the chat. Do you guys want to hear any songs? Rogan was always like this. Well, I didn't see it. He used to be a hero of mine. He could have actually helped. I know he could have. And people were like, "Well, you apologized." Yeah, I apologized for my behavior. I was enjoying it too much when I was calling him names and shit. And I didn't understand my role in what I was saying. I really did never ask him to go back on his show. I assumed it was obvious. So my apology, I stand behind. But still, he's still like, I never listen to his shit anymore. Play some songs. What do you want to hear? Wish You Were Here. That's a good song. So how's that go?
So you think you can tell heaven from hell?
No, that's not how it goes. I don't know how it goes. I should look it up. That's a little high for my little gay voice.
So
if I did it lower.
So you think you can heaven from hell?
Oh, fucking hell. Give me another one. Hotel California. I've done that one before, though. Let's do Mad World from Donnie Darko. Yeah, this.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily. Look right through me.
Give me back my bullets. I don't know that song. Zombie by the Cranberries. I've never tried that on the piano. Let's see what that is. So I know the song. Zombie by the Cranberries.
With their tanks and their guns and their...
So it's...
E-O-head, zombie,
I don't feel like doing that one. It's just a little, like, fucking insane. Stand By Me is a great song. I did a bunch of Stand By Me's the other day. The Sound of Silence, the...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Four Non Blondes.
I've come to talk with you again.
This song was so ahead of its time.
Because a vision softly creepy left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
This is the one that was ahead of its time.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share.
Now, what's the one about, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon gods they made? Just look at people looking at their phones. They bow and pray to the neon gods they made. I mean, that's so intense. What about, I was going to play Californication and analyze those lyrics. Because someone was writing me about this, dude. Right out of Chili Peppers. Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind. It's like, psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's election. Listen to these lyrics. Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation. Little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotations. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. And that's like, it's the edge of the world and all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, but it still settles in the final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication. I mean, these lyrics are pretty intense. Pay your surgeon very well to break the spell of aging. Celebrity skin, is this your chin? Or is this that war you're waging? Firstborn unicorn, hardcore soft porn, dream of Californication. Is that crazy? It's so like on point. What else we got? Born and raised by those who praise control of population. Everybody's been there, and I don't mean on a vacation. Firstborn unicorn, hardcore soft porn. I got to do a whole episode just on Eyes Wide Shut. There's some shit in there. Yeah, I mean, those guys took some shots. Destruction leads to a very rough road, but it's also breeds creation. Wow. And earthquakes are to a girl's guitar, they're just another good vibration. And tidal waves couldn't save the world from Californication. Pay your surgeon well. Break the spell of aging. Sicker than the rest, there is no test, but this is what you're craving. Firstborn unicorn, hardcore soft porn. Dream of Californication. Oof. Some chilling shit. Hiding in plain sight. Firstborn unicorn. That's the craziest one. It's from Omar. Kubrick was a sick freak too. He directed Lolita in 62. He and a producer forced the main actress to sleep with actors and producers. She was 14. They contracted her to promote. Well, they had to be in his position. He had to be a part of some shit. They contracted her to promote the movie too for 7 years, pimping her all over Europe. Pedophilia is a recurring theme in Kubrick's work. He also co-wrote 2001: A Space Odyssey with Arthur C. Clarke, who was a pedophile living in Sri Lanka raping little boys. I got some more about Arthur C. Clarke. It is also a theme in The Shining. If you watch it again, ask why the little boy has a therapist and pay attention to scenes with Nicholson and the boy, evil. Oh, God. I didn't even think about that. But Arthur C. Clarke. So, Steven Spielberg does a short movie, like 15 minutes, about some guy with a guitar case. This is all true, by the way. This isn't like a conspiracy theory. This is real. So, and it's about him and a girl. They meet up and then the girl takes off. And because she sees what's in his guitar case, and it was an Arthur C. Clarke book and some magnesium liquid thing, whatever. And then right after that, Spielberg gets like a 7-picture deal with a major Hollywood movie company. I can't remember which one. And then he does all these movies around little boys. You know, like even like E.T. and all these movies are like, and the Goonies and all this shit is so, it's always about a little boy that doesn't fit in and there's an alien or there's like some sort of monster. Why is that so important? Because I think sometimes like U2's first album called Boy, and it was just a picture of like a, what appeared to be a naked boy in a surrender position on the front. It's a sign to the powers that be that they're on board. And so Spielberg, who has been alleged to have done some heinous shit, but this is just what's in plain sight. So Arthur C. Clarke is a noted pedophile.
And he set up a whole pedophile ring in Sri Lanka, like this dude said. This is very, very obvious stuff. And the something of magnesium, whatever the fucking thing was, I looked that up too. And that was commonly taken by gay men for gay sex stuff. It's really weird and creepy. I don't quite understand it, but it was like a sign that he was a pedophile. And so then he got a 7-picture deal out of nowhere from one short film. He was the youngest director in history to get something like that. And it was basically a nod and a wink, like, I'm in. And all of his movies have a young boy in it, whether it's AI or all these movies. It's just like these young boys. And he's a creep. Like, Steven Spielberg's a wicked creep. And that's kind of what happens, is they will do these like nods and winks, like, I'm in. And same with Kubrick. And I think Kubrick was trying to reveal a lot of stuff towards the end. And that's why they killed him. And people ask me, they're like, are you worried? Because you're saying all this shit that people are going to kill you. I think that they kill the ones that were in the turn. That's what I think. And I think that they, when they go after your kids and stuff, it's your own kids. It's like when you submit to the occult, or when you go in these like weird circles of power, your kids are theirs. And if you break down Eyes Wide Shut, there's some real creepy stuff. I'm going to do a whole episode just on it. I can't. I want to focus on it. But it's, and you see that a lot. That's why there's this huge rise in transgender, quote unquote, children in Hollywood. What it is it's a psychological condition called dissociative personality disorder, where with extreme sexual trauma as a child, which most of these kids face, you know, a lot of these like famous men, their kids are up for grabs by these Hollywood elites, and they experience such trauma, sexual trauma, that they don't know who they are. And that's when this, I identify as a cat. Well, I identify as this, I identify as that, because they don't know who they are. It's what happens. It's when you, and sometimes it's by design, and sometimes it's just a symptom of trauma. You know, you have these vicious pedophiles that rape kids, and then the outcome is that they're all crazy, like Amanda Bynes and all these like Disney kids. They end up with just crazy brains because they were so horrifically abused as kids. Other times they use it as a way to control people. There is an argument that the monarch programs, like the MK Ultra and all this stuff, that a lot of like powerful families would use ritualistic torture of children, of their own kids, to make sure that they're capable of being controlled and capable of doing really horrific things. Like, if you think about how hard it must be to start a war, like emotionally, like that's why when people say that I should get into politics or something, I'm not. Like, if I could never be the president of the United States. I could never say, okay, I'm gonna allow 50,000 of our kids to die in a war for a strategic thing. I'm not capable of that. And I know I'm not. I'm capable of killing people. I'm capable of defending myself. I'm capable of doing hard things that need to be done. I'm not capable of doing some of those massive national leadership decisions that you need to be able to do, I guess, to be in that position. And I think a lot of these secret societies and these like prep schools and all this stuff, the design is that they experience isolation and abuse and things like that to allow them to be capable of doing these monstrous acts that need to be done for a lot of these people that are had like CEOs of major corporations, heads of state, you know, a lot spies, CIA operatives. Like, a lot of these people have to be able to shut off their empathy, their compassion for human beings. Like, Obama was laughing about drone striking his daughter's boyfriends, and he had killed a lot of people with like innocent people with drone strikes, tons, hundreds of thousands of people he had personally ordered the deaths of that weren't even combatants. And so when you see that, it's very cold. And it comes from, like, when you have, like, a Charles Manson, he was horrifically abused. I highly recommend the Stephen Molyneux episode all about Charles Manson. about what he experienced. And when you don't have a direction to point these psychopaths, like to be the CEO of, you know, Walgreens or some shit, they just kill people. They don't have that compassion. You know, childhood trauma linked with a couple epigenetic things. Like, epigenetics is, like, if you have a gene that's capable of violence, a lot of times it won't come out unless you're abused. Epigenetics is like, it's like you already have the gene, but it requires trauma to be released. And so if it's by design, and it's these high level elite type societies that abuse their kids to be able to be part of this class of people that has no reservation in the murder and torture of just millions of people. And that's what it is, because you always wonder, like, why? Like, why do this to all these kids? Why does Hollywood require so much torture and abuse of kids? And when you see that, like, Brian Peck be convicted of raping kids and then be hired by Nickelodeon, you know it's by design. Because of some of my tweets, I was kicked out of CAA. I wasn't allowed to perform at certain comedy clubs. Opinions I had that most people have, I wasn't allowed to. But someone can be convicted of child rape and still be put in a position of power in Nickelodeon. At that point, you know it's by design. Why? It's because a lot of the biggest stars come from the farm team of child star Disney bullshit. You know, like the Ryan Gosling and all these, and Britney Spears and all these people. They're so abused and so worked to be able to do and say anything that they're told. And they're very sexualized. And that's one reason why you see DiCaprio right there when he's like, what, 11? And he's like moving like in a sexual way. Like he's a female stripper almost. And you're like, what the fuck? And you do this to these people, and then you can turn them on and off depending on what you want your agenda to be. DiCaprio is one of the biggest pushers of leftist nonsense about this, like, green bullshit and, you know, First Nations in Canada. That's all only about acquiring land and power. It has nothing to do with First Nations people. That makes no sense. And so the abuse is how they know they can control them. And then they're rewarded with all of this money and power and fame. But that's right out of the devil's temptation of Christ, where it's, what's the whole world for your soul? You know, that's literally what it is. It's, you get to own. The biggest landowners in the world, are most of them, are very nefarious, including Nicole Kidman's family is one of the top five landowners in the entire world. Her dad was one of the heads of a pedophile ring out of Sydney, and died mysteriously falling out of a building in Singapore when the police were after him. And they then said it was a heart attack. Really weird stuff. And then she stars in Kubrick's movie with Tom Cruise, who's also one of these abused guys who ended up in Scientology and just does whatever he's told. And then Kubrick was trying to, because Kubrick has like a 200 IQ. It's off the charts. And I think he was trying to reveal some of this shit, and they killed him. But he's definitely a sick fucker. All right, let me see if there's any more of these, and then I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to keep this a little tighter today because it is Saturday. Go enjoy yourselves. Stay hydrated, my friends. Oh, that was very nice of you, Nolan. Let's check out what Nolan has to say. Big Bear, thank you for all you do. You've helped me see through the fog, alerting me to the snakes in the grass. Here's a little honey for the bear family. May I be verified as Celtic Bear, Canadian wishing to be American. Yeah, welcome, Celtic Bear. And yeah, that's a big job of men, is to alert where the snakes are. The people that want no differentiation between lions and zebras are the ones trying to kill you or rape you. And it's so obvious when you see it. When you have the Steven Spielberg, right, you see his political stances on everything. It's all about no discrimination, tolerance for all, no discrimination, no borders. No lines in the sand. No rule of law. Who would want that? A predator. If you have a zebra and a lion, who benefits from not discerning the two? If you say, I only want to be around zebras because I don't trust lions, who is the person that says, There's no difference between zebras and lions, and it's racist to say, or sexist, or bigot, homophobe, xenophobe, whatever. The people that want you to not be able to differentiate between a predator and prey are the ones that are predators. No zebra would ever say that they want lions to be around their kids. But the lions, oh, hell yeah. Come on, zebras, hang out. There's no difference between lions and zebras. And when you're looking at these billionaire moguls, powerful people, they don't get that place from like blind empathy. It's about just this. It's about just laser-like focus as to how to completely destroy the psyche of a community so that they can prey. And they prey. They prey upon you. All right. Hi, Big Bear. I'm glad you are on today. Normally, I'm with Greg, but he's out hunting pheasant. All right. This weekend. I got here. If you're reading this online, stop at this point. All right. Hang on a second. Oh, sweet. Awesome, buddy. Thank you. Thank you, Learner Bear. Thanks for telling me to stop reading, too, because I'm like the dude from Anchorman. I'll just read anything. You're my new big brother, Bear. My fiance and I love what you're doing. You are opening our eyes to all this garbage. We need a movement exposing these crazy people. Also, can I be confirmed as Heinrich Himbear? Just kidding. That's just a shitty joke. Can I be confirmed as Jolly Bear? Welcome, Jolly Bear. And that was not a shitty joke. Don't you ever say that about yourself. He didn't laugh, but that's because he's such an anti-Semite. Sidekick Bear over here? He's so racist that when you say a racist joke, he doesn't even laugh. He just goes, I know. It's true. That's a comedian's joke. I can't remember who, though, but fuck it. It's funny. Hey, Owen, $7 from Matthew 7. Here's all of it in context. Okay, I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to get out of here. Most of the problem with our struggle with biblical text is not reading even three sentences before the verse in question. That's very true. It's also true in comedy. This is from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is talking to people who have very little. He had to feed them with loaves and fishes, traveled distances and sat all day to listen to them. The context is that they are good people. See, this is the clarity, the clarification that I think I and a lot of people are very into. He's not talking to Muslims or sodomites. NIV version. All right. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you, then, you are fallen, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others. See, that makes like a ton more sense. Thank you very much for this, by the way. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. That said, you're right on the money regarding Marxists expanding and rewriting the meaning of words and ideas. Did you hear they have reworked pro-life to mean even if you are great with aborting unborn babies, but you try to save trees or whales, then you are now considered pro-life. Ugh. Speaking of which, have you seen Planned Parenthood's latest ad with a beautiful baby on it saying it's the baby's choice to be killed? These people have to go. They just have to go. I don't know how else to put it. You're right on point. Hubs and I are listening to you while he is installing shiplap on our popcorn ceiling. Much love, Daria and Chris. Thank you for that explanation. That means a lot. And see, that's why it's okay to be like openly critical or explain your non-understanding, because then someone else can step up and explain it to you, and then that's very, very helpful. Really sorry to contribute to the negative vibe convos like this, but people need to know. I don't know what that means. All right, let me read what you said before. Look no further than child soldiers in war-torn countries. They abuse them, make them rape their mothers, drug them up, et cetera, et cetera. It's all about control. Yeah, it is. Like, you, it's about, a lot of people have written to me on the subject now, and I'll do a whole episode just on occult stuff. But when you traumatize someone and you make them do horrible things, it's a soul death. And when you kill the soul, someone becomes just the enactor of your will. And that's what we see with these NPCs, these non-player characters. The extreme version would be those child soldiers. I happen to know one of the lost boys. What are they called? I don't know. Out of Sudan. They walked out. They physically walked out. This one dude did comedy. Nice guy. And you could tell a couple of them got out. And he would tell me stories about this stuff, about how that's why they do it. They do it to get control of you. That's why I never kneel. That's why I always say never kneel. Because every single time you agree to something that you don't feel right about, you lose a little more of your soul. And once your soul's gone, you're just... Like, this is how you know that people's their souls are gone. Is there's people that I went to high school with that I know are people. They're not bots. And when Tucker Carlson's house got attacked by these Antifa people, and Tucker was gone, and his wife was sobbing and crying, calling the cops. They're trying to break in the door. They would respond with like, well, that's what happens when you marry Tucker Carlson. She deserves everything she's getting. And at that point, you have to understand that they don't have a soul. And I'm serious. If you see a terrorized woman in a home and you don't empathize with that person, you don't have compassion for that terrorized woman. You only have compassion for the nonsense domestic terrorist people trying to hurt her, trying to rape her, trying to kill her. Why do you think they're breaking in a door? Is it to have a conversation? If you empathize with the intruder and not the victim, congratulations, you have no soul. It's gone. And I believe in the power of redemption and all that stuff, but it's pretty rare. You know, it's pretty rare to have someone whose soul is gone to get it back. I'm sure it's possible, but I think that's one reason why these like power-hungry psychopaths are all about child rape, because in my opinion, that is the only for sure way to know that someone's soul is dead. You can kill someone, you can steal, you can do some crazy shit, and you can be redeemed. But if you rape a child, I think there's no way out. I don't think that there's any way that on this earth you can be redeemed for your sins. And I think that's why that's one of the go-tos. You still have a soul, it just belongs to the wrong guy at the moment. That's an interesting way to put it. I don't know. That's some high-level shit that I don't understand fully. But I just know. I know what it's like to hear someone speak and know that they don't have a soul. Soldier, soul, dear. Wow, that's intense. Obama's two homo roommates in college died strangely. Yeah, so did the only woman who could prove that his birth certificate was real. Look into that. Died mysteriously in a plane crash. She was the only one who died in this mysterious plane crash. Very, very weird. Dear Owen, I'm so appreciative of you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Cottage Farm Bear. Thomas Sowell, great dude. No one loses his or her soul. It gets perverted. I'll have to think about that a lot. I think that there is such a thing as soul death, but I'll have to really think about that. Globalists don't have a soul. I've knelt before my wife because she is a gift from God. That's a beautiful thing to say. All right, hit the like button. Hugepianist.com for tour dates. It's going to be a blast. Share it. Comment on this. Continue the backstory of Sidekick Bear here, because that makes me smile and laugh. And Patreon.com/WDTL. Feel no obligation, though. I love that I can do this for free, and I don't want to guilt trip you guys into thinking that you have to pay for it, because enough people do that I'm totally cool. I know I'm totally cool because I just got to buy two AR-15s and 1,000 bullets, and it just dawned on me. I'm like, I'm a very lucky fucker that I can afford this. So, so thanks to everyone who allowed me to do that, because that could be the difference between family safety and non-family safety. And in Washington, we can still get 30-round magazines, which is pretty sick. Only 1,000? Yeah, but I'm gonna go bigger, though. I'm going to go bigger. Oh, when some of our souls got damaged early, thank God he never abandons us. My soul is damaged early. I know what it's like to have moral injuries, guys. I wouldn't speak on these topics, and I wouldn't understand them if there wasn't some trauma in my history. So don't think that I'm telling you guys that, like, I don't get it. I do. And I know what it feels like to have someone try to take your soul. So stock up on mags too. I think I have like 10. Let's get some good videos. So Beer with Bears is on for later. Maybe tonight. We'll see. She died of a heart attack with no previous history of heart problems. I know.
Heart attacks are, get lots of mags, can't get caught reloading 30 rounds when a spare mag is way faster. It's true. Get 100 more. I love the way you guys think. I don't think Gringo Bear is taken. That's true, Kiwi Bear. Donnie Darko is a cult shit. Okay. Probably. I'm starting to think a lot of this shit is, but it's a pretty song. AR-10, more power. Well, maybe I'll get one of those. PayPal.me/feedthebear if you want to contribute to my arsenal. If you want to, like, send me some honey and salmon. Send me a little tip. And write a little note of what gun I should get or what ammo I should get or what thing I should get to prepare for a possible meltdown. Because I think bullets are going to become very valuable. I think it's actually a hedge against inflation, even more than crypto, in my opinion, because crypto requires a grid. I think a major terrorist attack or a major attack would be to shut down electricity. And that's possible with one of these EM whatevers, these big electronic. And so think what would be valuable in that situation. Not crypto. You need electricity. You need an internet to have crypto. I don't know if anyone's pointed that out. Everyone needs at least one rifle, pistol, and a shotgun. I like that. EMP. Yep. Water, 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 and lots of bullets. Clean water. Yep. The Bears should go to war against the Proud Boys for dominance. No, we like the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys are doing security at my Phoenix show, a couple of these shows. No, I want an AR-15. AR-15s are awesome. Get the Walther. Well, yeah. Walther. Walther PPQ. All right, much love, guys. Hit the like button, share, and hugepianist.com for specials or for tour dates. And I have a bunch of free comedy on YouTube if you want to just look those up. And, have a great day. Make babies with your wieners. Much, 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 much love, and thank you all for everybody that sent me notes or all that you do in my life. And Psychic Bear here, he's a racist and an anti-Semite.